I wanted to talk today about body autonomy, mostly of women, almost exclusively of women, but not always, and how having religion and the state not separated is dangerous in many ways. This is specifically in reference to the decision of the US Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade and leaving the decision as to whether women can get abortions to state rather than federal law. No doubt you've seen all this. There are a number of states who had trigger laws so that as soon as Roe versus Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court, their laws came into effect, effectively banning abortion in some cases from a small number of weeks, and in other cases from slightly more weeks, and I think in some cases completely. So in theory you could have an underage girl raped by a relative and who's forced to bring that pregnancy to term, and other horrendous situations. Now, why has this happened? It's happened because even though in theory the US separates church and state, effectively they're much less separated than even in this country where we have a state religion. So you have a president who didn't, let's face it, get the popular vote. Trump got less votes than Clinton. Coming in, stuffing the Supreme Court with religious fundamentalists, you now have a say over how everyone in the US lives, based on a very minority, hardline religious view. And until one of them dies, this is going to keep happening. And in the judgment, one of the judges mentioned they were going to look at contraception next and maybe gay marriage, so all these things might end up being overturned. It's all a bit Handmaid's Tale, isn't it? So very depressing, very worrying for women in America, but I don't want people here in the UK to sort of think, oh, that's terrible, America's crazy, it would never happen here. Because you might not know this, but in 2019 there was a vote to ban abortion in Northern Ireland in the Commons, and 100 MPs voted for that. Now, some of them were hardcore DUP unionists who all seemed to be very right-wing Christian, but many of those votes came from English MPs, Tory MPs mostly, but some Labour, and I think one SNP, voting to basically withdraw body autonomy from women in Northern Ireland. Some of this was to placate the DUP, who the Tories depend on for support for various things, but some were just because they genuinely believe that women don't have the right to body autonomy. People like Peter Bone, who's subsequent to that vote, just recently stood up in Parliament and said that actually he doesn't think that abortion should be something that women always have a right to. And how is this something that's come about? Because in theory, the UK has had legal abortion for a long time, or at least most of the UK. It's only recently legal in Northern Ireland, and I know some women there are having problems accessing it. But in theory it's legal. I grew up at a time where it always seemed that society was moving more towards rights for people, autonomy of your own body, the ability to love who you want, all those things. And we're seeing some of those things rolled back. The fact that 100 MPs in our parliament voted to restrict the right to abortion, admittedly in Northern Ireland they didn't think it would affect their constituents, most of them, but that's not the point, is it? Because this is a moral question. And to think that there are a number of people, a large percentage of the people making our laws, who don't think there's anything wrong with restricting the right to abortion, and no doubt are applauding what's happening in America, should worry everyone. Even if you feel safe now, you should make it very clear to your MP that you feel that this is not acceptable. And I would recommend writing to them, getting in writing, ask them outright, what do you feel, how do you feel about the decision of the Supreme Court in the US? Get them to put their name on the line, say what they think. Because you'll need to know that in the future. They'll need to know that their constituents care about these things, they'll need to know that their constituents don't want them to do anything like that in this country. And you know what, I'm sure most of them are on board. Most of them would think it's a repellent thing. Even people I don't agree with, like a lot of Tories, would still say you've got the right to do what you want with your own body. But my MP, Jacob Rees-Mogg, you know what? I don't think he would blink twice if he was voting to ban abortion. He does like to rather wear his religion on his sleeve. And this is why religion is best kept out of politics.